This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and we return to Washington, D.C. for a story that's about putting the horse before the cart. This time, quote, "We recognize the private sector's need to protect its assets and personnel on the moon or on other celestial bodies. Before there are any colonies on the moon or the planets, George Neal, the FAA's Associate Administrator for Commercial Space Transportation, in a letter dated December 22nd, began to sketch out what regulations for commercial development of space would actually look like." December 22nd was the letter, but the announcement hit the wires last week. Mike Gold is director of the D.C. Operations and Business Growth for Bigelow Aerospace. That company makes expandable space habitats. But Mike Gold is also the chair of the Federal Aviation Administration's Commercial Space Transportation Advisory Committee. Mike Gold, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. How are you, sir?
So the FAA is not going to wait until we've already got cities in space. They're going to start the regulations now.
Yes, but I would say that these regulations are unique in that they can actually serve as incentives for investment. And that's what industry is looking for here, that maybe we're not going to be on the moon tomorrow, but there are many companies, including my own, that are making substantial investments in lunar technology today. And what the FAA did with this letter is provide us with a degree of reassurance, of security, and incentive to keep putting that money in so that we can get to the moon.
Now, Mike, some cynical listeners out there, and you know how public radio can be, might note the fact that you are a company and you're also on the FAA advisory committee. Are the industry folks writing the regulations here?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, the FAA has been going through some strong pushback with the industry, and industry, though, has been working with them on this. That, you know, there were a couple of high-profile failures, which, you know, your listeners may be familiar with. And I think, as opposed to where there's a split when it comes to safety and regulation, the Comstock and industry as a whole has actually been working hand in hand with the FAA to ensure that there is substantial scrutiny on safety, because safety is the number one most important aspect for commercial space. If we can't be space, we won't have businesses and we won't have an industry. So I don't think that there's any disagreement or misalignment between the two at this time. And we've all been working hand in hand together.
And the principle here is there is conceivably ownership that's possible for development of minerals, et cetera, in space, which goes against, or at least is different from, the principle in most of the treaties up until now, which says you can't own quadrants of space. You can't put your flag down and say this is now, you know, the 52nd state of the United States, Mars.
Yes. So the 1967 Outer Space Treaty prohibits national appropriation. So no one is talking about ownership in this instance. All that the FAA said in their letter was that if they issued a license for one company to be operating in a certain area, that they would not issue a license to another company that would endanger or interfere with the previous company is doing. That's all that's occurring here. And I think some of the media have spun it a little bit out of control. And while it is just what I would describe as non-interference, that is important to know, because this is such virgin territory that, again, if you're a company, and there are many, for example, with the Lunar XPRIZE that may actually launch soon, or a company like ours that are developing habitats, we need to at least have that modicum of security to know that if we do these investments, there will be some protection for our personnel and assets if we continue through with these investments.
You could do a 10-second pitch for your habitat product.
So they're larger than a traditional aluminum structure. They'll protect you better against radiation and physical debris, and you can't beat the view.
Mike Gold, Director of DC Operations and Business Growth for Bigelow Aerospace. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.